Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this now Wednesday morning, 4 days to the big day. Eagles and the Green Bay Packers kick off, obviously, Sunday afternoon. Now, there's a lot to get into here, man. They're a good team, but the Eagles, a better team. Doesn't mean it's a given, though. I was surprised with what Jaws said yesterday when he told us he sees no way that the Green Bay Packers win this game. I don't agree with that, but I like his optimism. Let's put it that way. All right, so we'll get into it today. Flyers lose last night. It really is kind of, unfortunately, basically sizing up to be yet another forgettable season for the Flyers. Sixers tonight, no Joel Embiid. Again, all right,
or
good morning.
Paul George.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's brutal. All right, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hello, Johnny.
Hi.
Hey, bud.
Reindeer love bananas. We thought apes loved bananas. Reindeer? There's no way a reindeer in natural conditions is anywhere near a banana. But in zoos and things like that, they find that reindeer go crazy over bananas.
Well, there it is. Let me tell you what I love. Playoff football. We getting fired
Let's
up.
Let's go.
Right? I mean, this is... Guys,
Let's
we,
go.
We wait a long time. And James, especially because of what happened with the Phils.
Oh, my God,
like we
yeah.
need... And the Sixers.
Well, and the Eagles last year.
And the Eagles
like
last
year.
Like,
our most recent
yeah.
Eagles experience yeah. was one of, if not the most upsetting, yeah. depressing Eagles playoff game we've ever watched in our lives.
Yeah,
we could
use a little, you know, shot of playoff victory here, and four of them would be particularly good. So, look, let's get into it today, 215-592-9494. Simple questions out of the gate. What gives you the most confidence? What concerns you the most? Whether you want to tackle it from an Eagles-Green Bay standpoint or the overall postseason, what gives you the most confidence in the Eagles this game or the next month? What concerns you the most this game or the next month? John, first crack at it. What hits you here? Confidence, concern, what are you thinking?
I am overconfident, and I hope I keep that under control.
After 2 years ago, I hope everybody does.
Yeah.
Because we went into a Super Bowl against Patrick Mahomes, and people acted like it'd be a joke if the Eagles lost. Point spread was 1 point.
Yeah.
And the Eagles lost, and all of us saw, like, no way. We were overconfident. We were.
Well,
yeah.
Hey, I've been overconfident before
yeah.
every game I've played in, and now I apply that to the games that I watch, and it's a mistake. But my greatest confidence with this team is that we can run the ball on anyone. We can line up and have our big nasties, the manhandlers, the offensive line, Jeff Stoutland University, everyone up there is going to move humans. And Saquon and Jalen do the rest. And the wide receivers unselfishly block. And the trenches, we will dominate. And this time of year, the run game, it matters even more. This season, we've seen the run game matter even more. There were those who didn't think that Saquon would have an impact on this team. Man, he's made the difference, clearly. And we now know that we will, if things are set up our way, if we can use our run game properly, if Jalen can stay healthy and he can run the way we know he needs to hold that backside and continue that threat, then we're going to grind up this entire group in the NFC all the way to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I feel really good that our offense will mash people. My worry,
yep.
my greatest concern, is not about anything on the real football side, the offense or the defense. I mean, our defense is number one in the NFL.
Yep.
Our kicker is One of seven on kicks over 50 yards.
It's a real worry.
Our kicker is, his field goal percentage is like 28th out of qualifying kickers in the NFL. Think about how devastating that could be in games that we know are closer. The later, you know, these games matter. You lose, you go home. A few points here, a few points there really make a difference. And our kicker has no confidence.
Well, let me just say,
our kicker himself doesn't display confidence.
Well, I don't know that he has no confidence, but I'll say this. It is noteworthy that the last time the Eagles lost a playoff game because of a kicker, and we all love him, okay, David Akers, we love him. But the last time the Eagles played Green Bay in the postseason, they lost because David Akers missed two kicks.
I mean, and Andy Reid ripped him.
And Andy Reid trashed him after the game, and it wasn't right that he did.
Our field goal accuracy.
So it does happen sometimes.
This year.
It does.
The Eagles,
in the
all season long.
Yeah, Scott Norwood says hello, you know? Scott Norwood says hello.
Yeah.
The Eagles' field goal accuracy this year is 77.78%, and that's 26th in the league. Jake Elliott is 28th in field goal percentage among qualified kickers. That's a problem. And I really do. It's so disparate. The rest of our team, we're at the tops of every category. And then this.
Yeah, so
how can you let that happen?
And my worry on Jake Elliott is that it's a bigger problem than just 50 and over. I mean, the other day he missed a 39-yarder. You know, and like, you know... So, no, I think the Jake Elliott thing is legit concern. I do think Sirianni should coach around it a bit. I hate that. I do. I hate that. But I think the situation warrants it. They've chosen to go with him into the postseason. I can understand it, but I think that there are some situations where you might have to go for it instead of, especially with the cold weather.
The fact that he's been asked about, hey, why has Braden Mann been kicking off for this team? Well, early in the season, I'm thinking, well, I guess Jake Elliott, they're trying to save his leg.
That's what I thought it was about saving his body because we heard that the new return
his
process.
Body, save his leg. His leg is the part of his body that matters.
No, but we heard that from college, with whatever league had it, XFL, whatever league had that rule, that a lot of good kickers weren't the kickers for kickoffs because more kickers were making tackles on kick returns. So that's where I thought it started. Now, I could be wrong, but that's where I thought it started. But look, it's been a horrible season for him. Look, we'll ask you at 215-592-9494. Greatest confidence, greatest concern.
Did he just lose? Like, he's 29 years old, I think. Is this what happens to kickers?
Not normally.
The distance goes a little bit first, then the confidence goes, and then everything can be downhill if they don't get it back together in a hurry.
I've wondered if he's injured, but he hasn't been on the injured report.
No,
but
exactly.
I've wondered that.
Sure.
I mean, how can
has that taken a little bit of a bite out of his distance and then his confidence because of that?
Yep. Maybe. All right. So let me tell you about greatest confidence for me with this football team, and it's really an amazing thing because it's spectacular. As Saquon Barkley has been, and through 2/3 of the year, he would have been my answer. I mean, Saquon Barkley. That's what gives me the most confidence. But at a certain point around late November, I realized how spectacular this defense is. And the thing that gives me the most confidence for this game and hopefully four games is the defense. I mean, it's the number one rated defense in pro football. There's a lot of history of teams with the number one rated defense going really far in the postseason and winning the Super Bowl. And I believe this defense is legit. I mean, and what I mean by legit is there are times teams are highly ranked defensively because they faced 11 bum quarterbacks.
This is a together
group. This isn't that.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it's not just a happenstance. It's well coached.
Yep.
And we now have stud players at those critical positions that we talked about earlier in the week. It's especially in today's world where a 4-2-5, a nickel 4-2-5.
Yep.
Where you got four down linemen, you can cover a lot of these looks that you get, creative looks that you get in today's world. Man, Cooper DeJean being the nickel. Cooper DeJean is such a gift in that he can be a linebacker. He can play like a linebacker. He'll come up and take on a lead blocker, a tight end who's trying to seal him in. He can roll guys like that. But then he can also run with a back out of the backfield better than any linebacker
Look,
I've seen.
He's a great player right out of the gate. That's clear. Now, for me, greatest concern is Jalen. And as much as Jake Elliott is a tempting name to say, and I'd have him as my second biggest concern, Jalen's my biggest concern. And there's two different elements. There's Jalen with the rust, obviously, because he hasn't played for a couple weeks. And then there's just Jalen in the passing game, you know, even if there wasn't rust. And you guys know how I feel about Jalen. I haven't, you know, I mean, I've been very clear. I think there's some people that overrate him. I think there's some people that properly rate him. I know there's a lot of people that think I underrate him. And listen, maybe I do. Maybe a lot of people that have been squawking at me this year, maybe you're right. I don't think you are. I hope you are. You know, we'll see. But I'll tell you this. This is a huge month for Jalen Hurts to find out, with a lot going on, you know, what he's got in his bag in a big spot. And I'll say this, for everyone who has said, and it's been said a lot this year, well, you know, well, he went to the Super Bowl, almost won the Super Bowl, played great in the Super Bowl. There have been a lot of guys that have played great in the Super Bowl and never got back there. Nick Foles is one. I mean, there's a lot of guys that have done that, you know. So, I mean, Doug Williams was as good in a Super Bowl as you can be. He never got back there. Matt Ryan got to a Super Bowl, almost won it, never got back there. Mark Rippon went to a Super Bowl, was the MVP,
never got
back there.
I think the stat is, not necessarily playing great, but I think it's the last 19 quarterbacks that got to a Super Bowl and lost. Mm-hmm. None have gotten back yet.
Really?
Yeah, and Goff and Hurts have a chance to change that this year because both are that. But I believe it's over the last 19 of guys who got to their first
Holy
Super Bowl
mackerel.
Lost it. Never got back.
So that would be like Cam Newton and
Matt Ryan, you just mentioned. There's a bunch of those guys across. Joe Burrow hasn't gotten back. You know, like you go through.
There's some of these guys on the young side, which
of
Jalen
course,
is, so
Jalen
is still,
and Jalen Goff is even,
long
you know,
way to go.
Not that
yeah.
long ago.
All right, so the Jalen thing worries me. But again, confidence, defense, and just overall team. Devin, confidence concern, what hit you?
Well, most of my answers have been taken. I also am in the boat with you with defense because our defense has evolved so much since week one as well. Avonte Maddox was starting slot corner and they let Jaden Reed go off for like 170 almost receiving yards. But I'll give a different answer. Confidence would be Reed Blankenship. Reed Blankenship in particular has had an interception the last two times the Eagles have played the Packers. So it kind of goes hand in hand with the secondary answer, Joe, but just to piggyback off of you.
But let me ask you this, though. But what would you have said if no one had else said it? Like what does
the secondary
legitimately gives you the most?
The pass defense, because even though the Eagles won, they weren't evolved to what they've become throughout this season. Yet,
yeah, Cooper DeGene didn't play
Green Bay.
Yeah, Avonte Maddox was in the slot. They still gave up a ton of yards through the air, and the Eagles pulled out the win, but they weren't the number one ranked.
What concerns you the most?
What concerns me would be Jalen Rust as well. But since you took that answer.
No, you can say that. I get it. I mean, everyone has to have a different answer. See, the Jalen Rust thing worries you.
Jalen Rust really, really worries me. I have no idea what he's going to look like. And the Packers, their defensive strength is taking the ball away. And we know that that's something Jalen has struggled with early on in the season.
But not for a while.
Not for a while, but he hasn't played in a while.
I know. Rhea, what gives you the most confidence?
The Packers secondary. I'll take the opposite of what you went with the Eagles.
Fair.
You know, without, you know, they've got injuries there.
Yep.
And you go back to, I think it was the Pittsburgh game, the one right after the whole stuff about the passing.
Yes.
And that they came out. You know, I am not the biggest Kellen Moore fan, but the way they played offense in that game, no huddle. I mean, they didn't allow the Steelers to get set in anything. And Jalen looked great in it. I hope he does that again, you know, being healthy, because I mean, I think he will. So what the Eagles can do on offense in terms of A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, and obviously with Saquon Barkley. My cause for concern plays into the Jalen Rust. We've seen the slow starts all year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, 10 games overall slow starts. What the Eagles cannot do in this game is get off to a slow start and make the crowd restless. An Eagles crowd into it in a playoff game.
I've been there.
Is vicious for an opponent.
Yeah.
I mean, it is 3.5 to 4 hours unrelenting.
Yeah, it can either be a tremendous advantage.
Correct.
Or a really nerve-wracking element where you realize, and I don't know, John, do the players feel that? Like, when you were in that Carolina game.
Are you kidding?
I'm just asking.
Do the players feel that?
14-3 Carolina game. Third
yes,
quarter, you guys,
course.
It gets tight. Yeah.
Do the players,
I'm just asking
do human
the question.
Beings perceive the world around them? Yeah.
All right, look, I mean, I hear you.
So I think that's a huge factor. Get off to a quick start, get the crowd behind you, and just make life difficult for the Packers.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. What concerns you the most? What gives you the greatest confidence? Where do you stand in all this? Look, it's a big week, man. I mean, we hope this whole thing goes on for about 5 weeks, whatever it would take. But incredibly, it could be over in 4 days. I don't think it will be.
I don't feel nervous.
I don't feel nervous yet.
Normally at this point for the playoffs and everything else, I think maybe because we've had the first round bye, it's been built up in me.
Yeah.
Being a wild card round, it almost feels easier for me. Like I'm not scared at all yet. I don't know if that's because this team is so good.
Well, it might be because they've been 12-1 in the last 13, and you've been conditioned. I think a lot of it's been conditioned
really good.
That they win an awful lot.
And this Packers team is struggling and injured.